Peace be with you. I am Pastor Christopher Johnson, and this is The Voice of the Shepherd, a weekly radio message sponsored by Bethany Lutheran Church in the town of Easton. For the last several months, we have been focusing on a number of different psalms in the Psalter, which is located, as Pastor Judy reminded us last week, right smack dab in the middle of the Bible. So if you have a Bible with you, if you open it up to the center, most likely you will fall right in somewhere in the Psalms. The Psalms contain 150 songs of thanksgiving and praise to God, giving thanks to Him for all of His wondrous deeds. The Psalms are full of emotion. They are God's word, but they're also man's word to God. And so in these Psalms, we hear something both human and also something very divine. This is why this book is often called the prayer book of the Bible, because in this book of Psalms, we receive language of faith in our life of prayer and devotion to our God, giving us words to say in great times of joy, and also giving us words to say in great times of anguish. Last week, Pastor Judy gave a wonderful exposition on Psalm number 122. Psalm 122 is known as a song of ascent. Psalms numbers 120 through 134 are all songs of ascent. They would be songs that would be sung by pilgrims as they would travel up to Jerusalem. And often in the songs of ascent, you'll hear much thanksgiving to God for Zion, which, as Pastor Judy again pointed out last week, was the object of God's love, but also the object of God's judgment, coming from the words of Jesus, because Jerusalem was the city that rejected the prophets and finally rejected their Savior, the Messiah, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The psalm that I would like to look at this morning is Psalm number 131. Let me go ahead and read it for you first, and then we'll dive into how this psalm points us to Jesus. We read, "Lord, my heart is not proud, my eyes are not haughty. I do not get involved with things too great or too wondrous for me. Instead, I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother. My soul is like a weaned child. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forever." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This psalm on the lips of Jesus, and no doubt Jesus most likely prayed this psalm as he and his disciples went up to Jerusalem, like many pilgrims did centuries past. This psalm, again from the lips of Jesus, would remind us of how Jesus simply had a childlike trust in his Father to do great and wonderful things for him, knowing full well what lay in store as he went up to Jerusalem that final time. He trusted in his God and Father as he went up to the city that persecuted and stoned and killed the prophets, knowing full well what would happen to him, that he too, like many prophets before, would die. But Jesus, we remember, didn't stay dead. He rose up gloriously Easter Sunday to bring life and healing, salvation and hope to a world marked by death, despair, sorrow, the power of sin, death, and the devil. And so it's important to see that even in the midst of all this great weight that is placed on Jesus' shoulders that he willingly took upon himself, he still has a childlike trust in the Lord. As we hear in Psalm 131, verse 2, "My soul is like a weaned child." Jesus trusts. He knows that God will deliver. At that time, though he is omniscient and knows all things, it seemed as if things were darkened to him. We remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus says, "Lord, let this cup pass from me. But not what I will, Lord, but what you will." And so Jesus drank that cup, the cup of God's wrath, to the dregs, nevertheless trusting in his Father to be with him all the way. This psalm can also teach us about our own life of faith as well. Just as Jesus trusted in his heavenly Father all his life, from when he was very little, being found in the temple, asking questions of those leaders and teachers as a very young kid, something we read about in Luke chapter 2, to the end of his life, as he's found guilty of blasphemy, treason, sedition. All throughout his life, he trusted in his heavenly Father, giving thanks, of course, for his earthly mother, Mary, and his adopted father, Joseph. He trusted in his Lord to bring him to where he needed to be. And that is the trust that we are to emulate in our lives of faith as well. A simple childlike trust, just like a baby who trusts their mother to feed them. And also, just like a child who trusts their mother to continue to care for them, even though they may be weaned. There are great growing pains, of course, for a child who is weaned from their mother, finding other sources of sustenance, not having to rely on their mom for everything, but still having to rely on their mom for everything. They just provide something, nourishment especially, in a different way for them, and so they must trust that their mother and parents will care for them. And same applies to Jesus, who trusted his Father with everything, and now as the cross hangs high before him, the darkness, the sin of the world about to be placed on his shoulders, he must trust in his Father in a different way. A way that's still childlike. Often Jesus would use the example of a child to talk about the kingdom of God. For example, we hear in Mark chapter 10, something that we heard in our weekly readings in church on Sundays. We read this, Mark chapter 10, starting at verse 13. "People were bringing little children to Jesus in order that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, 'Let the little children come to me. Don't stop them, because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it.' After taking them in his arms, he laid his hands on them and blessed them." And so just as Jesus had a childlike trust in his God and Father, so too are we to be children of the kingdom, trusting in God to save, to provide, to deliver, to do all that God needs to do for us day in and day out. Just like a child depends on their parents for everything, day in and day out, for sustenance, for protection, for clothing, for all the various needs of this life. The example of a child is a powerful one, because as we see, generally speaking, most children simply trust. They trust that those who love them and who care for them will do all that they need to do to lead them and guide them in their life. And this is the kind of faith that we are to have, a childlike faith. A faith that simply trusts in God to rescue, to restore, to deliver. And this is why we put our hope in the Lord, both now and forever, as we hear in Psalm 31, because this is what God does for us. All that we need, day in and day out, in this life, and also in the next. Again, this is Voice of the Shepherd, a weekly radio broadcast sponsored by Bethany Lutheran Church in the town of Easton. We welcome you to join us with joy and thanksgiving in the Lord's house every day, on Sunday. We're located on 174071 Church Road. We welcome you to join us there and also online on Facebook. May the peace of Christ be with you now and always.